Welcome to Talking About You with Estra, where insurance policyholders get the scoop on insurance companies, self-insured employers, LTD, Social Security, disability, and much, much more. Thank you for joining Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. Car accident support and advocacy means making the unexpected a little less of a surprise. Call the radio show today at 718-766-4385. Why be thankful? Attitude. That's right. Being thankful prepares the mind to remain in a positive state. One can face challenges and be encouraged by one's attitudes regardless of an outcome. It is possible to maintain a thankful attitude when facing troubles around a car accident. Oh, yes, you can. Thank you for joining me, Estra, today for a topic on being thankful when it seems impossible. Most of Main Street is still faced with trouble after the recent recession. In fact, there is frankly enough trouble for most people wearing a frown can take precedence over wearing a smile. But where would sadness and despair take you? Would more time be spent looking down rather than up? A broken or disappointed heart mends much faster with hope, optimism, and a plan for moving forward. Can this be done in the midst of trouble? Can a solution be found to problems? Can suffering be transformed or reduced through self-empowerment? In my opinion, yes, it can. What does it take? The right attitude. An attitude that understands that life is a combination of good, bad, and in-between situations. It's about facing the challenges, taking a stand in what you believe will make a better life for you and others coming up the same path. In recent years, legislation which had protected Main Street citizens has gone by the wayside. Why? Main Street citizens, are you voting? Has Main Street said, let the other person take care of it? I don't have time, energy, or desire. When falling asleep on the most important issues concerning the country means leaving the choices up to people who may not have your interest at all, such as Wall Street. Since falling asleep, Main Street has lost voting and rights to choose. Many can no longer afford food, housing, along with other daily living needs. In fact, today in the news are issues such as U.S. ambassadors waiting months for appointments by Congress, sinkholes in Mississippi swallowing up 14 cars, and thank goodness no individuals were in their vehicles. And worst of all is the corruption in every state government except Alaska, which has a B rating by a public responsibility organization. When Wall Street runs our government and controls state and federal agencies, it can make people hopeless, especially for insurance policyholders, when insurance carriers or employers can use their influence with Social Security Administration or anyone else who can attempt to discourage car accident victims from not speaking about bad faith practices which hurts insureds and their families. Frankly, what this means is that Main Street can choose to get to work and make the choice that corruption is not acceptable, that hurting insurance policyholders by denying their claims is not acceptable. Instead, decide to make Congress accountable for insured civil rights legislation which provides protections insurance policyholders need to get paid fair settlements or benefits from the insurance company and Wall Street conglomerates. Can you do this with a sad face while being discouraged by harassment and intimidation, or in some cases any type of bullying necessary by those unwilling to do the right things by insurance policyholders? Yes, you could. How about deciding to look up instead? Support helping to get past Insurance Civil Rights Act. Voting in people who will do the right thing and using common sense to evaluate what you see and are told. step out in confidence and knowledge about your plight. Does that mean it will always be easy? Absolutely not. However, each time you act upon making life better for yourself, family, friends, coworkers, and particularly Main Street, the fight for car accident justice and equality and rights with insurance companies or employers makes it worth the effort. Each morning will become brighter regardless of what the fight might be that day. The goal of accomplishment can be seen in micro steps, and over time, these micro steps add up to make change possible. So where does thankfulness come from? It starts with the recognition that making a difference matters, even in the face of adversity. In fact, that's one way of knowing you're on the right path. The courage to stand up each day and say, change is needed in the insurance industry and benefits to be paid as part of the agreement is important, not only for people denied benefits each day, but those still suffering decades after these bad faith decisions are made. Why be thankful in troubled times? There is no greater growth which can be experienced. The learning process brings you to depths not normally realized without being in the battle. Few things in life have been easy for Main Street, and all the legislation passed for the people will continue to be this way, including Social Security. Wall Street has wanted to control Social Security since its inception, if only to destroy it. And if we continue to sleep on their efforts, one day we may wake up and it's been transformed into Wall Street. Therefore, your courage and strength will take on an attitude that gives life, hope, and thankfulness of being able to fight for the things in which you believe in. Otherwise, how will these things be accomplished? How will injustice be curbed? How will an end be put to bad faith insurance or employer tactics? The United States of America is still a country where the people can transform life in a way that all people are treated the same and receive the same opportunities. This will not happen without you. Without an attitude of appreciation and thankfulness that each of us has the opportunity to make this country better than we found it, should compel us to choose not to wait until all Main Street gains have been lost and we are required to pay premiums for insurance and employer benefits that cannot be collected on by decisions made by those who benefit most by not giving them out. Feeling discouraged by auto or LTD insurance, employers, and SSA delays, denials, intimidation, or surveillance tactics? Got money worries because your benefits are being unfairly held? These are common tactics used against policyholders to get them to give up benefits or settlement claims. Instead of giving in to scared feelings, make the decision to fight back. There is hope. You are not alone in this struggle. In fact, you have more company than you realize. Listen to Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or Estra's car accident website. Here you will find information on topics often faced after being in a wreck. Take action to protect yourself and your benefits today. Estra advocates for the rights of policyholders just like you. Having trouble sleeping? Instead of tossing or turning, flip on Talking About You with Estra. There are over 100 radio shows with helpful information. Unsure about what actions to take? Listen to Estra's ideas from Collision Challenges. Whenever you're ready, Estra is here to share her experiences with you by audio, video, and print. Your car accident concerns matter. Some days encouraging words are uplifting. Other days they serve as a reminder of what can be accomplished or lived through. Regardless of what is in your day, remember the car accident anthem. I can get through this. I support insured civil rights. I am up for the battle. I will use what I have learned. I will appreciate my gifts. I will take care of myself. Car accidents are surprising. Good seasons will come again. Each one of these sentences is a declaration to live by. You can get through this journey. And remember, I, Esther, am here to walk with you through it. Not being afraid or ashamed into ignoring how policyholders are being hurt by a process that is designed to fund Wall Street and not pay out claims to poor and middle-class people who have little means to stand up for their benefits. This means taking out politicians on Wall Street's payroll and placing ordinary people willing to do extraordinary things for everyday people. This ordinary person is you. Yes, you. You must be willing to stand up and take the challenge. You can't say, I don't have the skills. You will learn them. You can't say, I don't have the money to run. It's votes that change policy, not money. Money is what got Wall Street going in the wrong direction. Information and education of our citizens is what will gain votes. Don't be deceived in believing money is the only form of power. It's not. Justice can carry more power when everyday citizens are willing to use it. These are the reasons to keep smiling. You have more control over life than perhaps you realize. How do you perceive each day? How do you start the morning? Are you doing things you consider valuable? How can you give life more meaning? Take a moment and think about what is making life hard. Can these things be changed? How are you working through personal injury, disability, acute or chronic pain? Research options online and determine if there is something new to try. I will forever be grateful to the medical professionals who trained me during my first serious accident. They provided me with the tools I had no idea would be so helpful in future injuries. In my opinion, the cost of medical care for chronic pain could be reduced when injured are given extensive quality care because pain is not easy to endure, and a good toolbox of ideas can help stay upbeat while dealing with injuries. All of us live in our own skin and environment, and a smile beats a frown whenever the opportunity arises. Never forget, you can give to this world and receive rewarding gifts. Don't give up or in until reaching your destination. And remember, whenever possible, smile.
Thank you for listening today. Never give up or in to what you're facing. If necessary, take one moment, one day, or one week at a time. Unpaid insurance settlements hurt policyholders. So does unpaid employee benefits. Ask Congress to put an end to this and discover the reasons for insurance or employer determinations against policyholders. Make facing life struggles work for you.